In less than 2 weeks, a private prison will open in northern Michigan. Overseen by the federal government, it will house immigrants convicted of crimes. Critics say these privately run prisons are harmful to inmates, and they claim prison operator Geo Group is taking advantage of a desperate community. But many residents there are in favor of the correctional facility. IPR's Taylor Wisner has the story.
The facility will hold immigrants only, those with legal papers and those without, who are convicted of crimes. Public records requests show about half of the inmates were incarcerated because of drug charges. The Bureau of Prisons data shows immigrants serve 6 years, on average, and when they're done, they are deported. The immigrant-segregated prison is in the village of Baldwin. With a population of 1,000, the popular recreation town is located 40 minutes east of Ludington. But the county struggles with a high unemployment rate, and 60% of its residents are on government subsidies. Still, Baldwin Village President Jim Truxton thinks the area is about to turn around. On an overcast day, he is standing outside the prison. For years, he has been a big GEO supporter. He bought stock in the company and recently toured the facility.
I've lived in dormitories that didn't look as nice, you know, college dormitories that didn't look as nice as this facility.
GEO Group built it a decade ago to hold juvenile offenders in Michigan. But later, the state canceled the contract. It mostly sat empty until May, when the U.S. government awarded GEO Group a 10-year contract to hold up to 1,800 immigrant prisoners. GEO says the agreement will net the company $37 million annually. Truxton says he wrote several letters of recommendation for job applicants and knows at least a dozen local people who got jobs there.
Husband and wife team, friends of mine. She was an aide at the school. He worked for one of the local restaurant pizza places, and they're both working here now at starting wages of $17 an hour. $17 an hour, 40 hours a week, it's about $34,000 a year plus benefits.
GEO Group contributed to renovating the local sewage treatment plant and has provided millions in property taxes. Truxton says the company is well-respected locally, even as people lost their jobs when the company's past contracts ended unexpectedly.
People get to stay in the area they love. They get to stay close to family and friends. Our one of our biggest issues in this county for several decades now is the kids all leave because they don't feel there's an economic future for them here.
GEO Group did not make anyone available for an interview. Truxton says the employees were also told not to speak with reporters. On the sidewalk in downtown Baldwin, half a dozen people interviewed were in favor of the prison. At the Village Restaurant, chair of the Lake County Democrat Party, Mary Minnick, says when she heard the prison would be open for at least 10 years, she was excited.
I originally put on our Lake County Democrat Party page that they were hiring. This was good for the community. You know, here's the event. These are the jobs. This is what we need, right?
But she says she soured on the prison after hearing most of the 300 jobs would not go to locals. In an email, GEO Group says they've hired 69 residents from Lake County. They say the remaining 200-plus employees commute from nearby or are in the process of moving closer. Immigrant-only prisons in other states have been criticized for their conditions. New York University law professor Emma Kaufman spent 6 months doing interviews and requesting public documents on immigrant prisons. She found these prisons provide fewer medical and rehabilitative services for immigrant inmates.
From what we can tell, there are higher rates of violence and self-harm in these institutions.
She found these prisons provide fewer medical and rehabilitative services for immigrant inmates.
Institutions that are transient, institutions that are really remote, institutions where there's lack of security, all of those things can contribute to rates of violence.
She says the prisons are all in rural areas, which also brings a host of problems.
So remoteness presents huge challenges in terms of access to courts, access to counsel, access to family. I mean, family visitation is probably the biggest concern about long distance.
Meanwhile, the prison is expected to get up and running starting October 1st. Minnick says she is organizing a protest across the street on the same day. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.